At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Years ago, Susan, my wife, presented me with a 4-liter Sulzenler samovar, ideally suited for enjoying the setting sun under the flagpole at our family cottage on the deep and clear 300-mile-long Lake of the Woods in western Ontario. Last week, as the summer days shortened and the sun began to fade, our grandchildren stuffed kindling and split pine branches to stuff into the samovar's gated furnace. We toasted marshmallows before I placed the reservoir over the fire. Next, I extend the chimney. The young boys stoke the furnace with hardwood hickory chips until red hot, and I scoop a fine Ceylon tea into a metal teapot that sits neatly in a flue amid a steady stream of steam from the boiling reservoir. Once the tea is brewed into a potent concentrate, we pour it into tin cups and add hot water, sugar, jam, honey, and cream. Unlike an English teapot, everyone can dilute the tea to their taste. Strong or light, creamy or clear, the tea tastes lovely as we sit back in our Adirondacks to bid farewell to the sun. Ornate Russian samovars, whose name is derived from samo, meaning self, and varit, meaning to boil, are better known. But samovars were invented in Central Asia. The utilitarian, easily disassembled version originated in Bukhara, Turkey. Caravans carried samovars to the Caucasus, where different styles evolved in Russia, Iran, East and Far East Asia, and Anatolia. Turkish samovars are seen at weddings, family picnics, public ceremonies, and outdoor social gatherings in sizes up to 50 liters, with flues supporting 4 large teapots. Co-founder Azmi Sozin, writing on the company website, describes a Sozinlar seminars as, quote, especially good for picnics, evening chats, hosting guests specific to Turks, village houses, weddings, associations, and coffee houses. A samovar tea is very famous, and it is drunk in places, mansions, hunting parties, and special ceremonies, he writes. The first documented Russian samovars appeared in the mid-18th century. By 1778, the craftsmen in Tula, located about 200 kilometers south of Moscow, were famous for producing heavy urns of ornate sterling silver. Symbols of Russian hospitality and domesticity appear in portraits as family heirlooms. Samovars of copper and bronze with a capacity of 5 to 15 liters appear in paintings at the foot of the table, spread with cakes, sugar tongs, and jam, with young and old in conversation over tea. Persian samovars can be seen in chakanas, tea houses in Tehran, Tabriz, and Isfahan. Quote, samovar is an indispensable pleasure of Islamic society during Ramadan and long winter nights, end quote, writes Azmi. Azem Adim and Azmi Sozin began making samovars in a small workshop in 1974 and have since expanded to a 6,000-square-meter factory with a public showroom and warehouse. Quote, our company, which accepts quality as a way of life, has established its power, discipline, and self-sacrificing and reliably trained masters and employees, end quote, according to the website. Market expansion did not occur spontaneously, writes Azmi, but growth continues worldwide. Our mission is to popularize the samovar culture inherited from our ancestors and to pass it on to future generations, he writes. Quote, tea is not just a drink of pleasure, but also a culture. Poems, folk songs, and odes were sung in samovar tea ceremonies, which gave people peace and preserved their place and memories. Our company, which set out with this understanding, is primarily aware that it is part of this culture and has increased its production every day to carry out the cultural and historical heritage to future generations over time.
Produced by Audavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.